Members of Western Carolina University's Faculty Senate are remaining cautiously optimistic about the acceptance of a nearly $2 million gift from the Charles Koch Foundation to establish a controversial new Center for Learning. After making concessions to the school for more oversight of the center prior to its creation, Western faculty will now be able to monitor for any inappropriate donor influence over the school, something no college has achieved before, according to Ralph Wilson, senior researcher of corporate watchdog group Uncoke My Campus.
What Western faculty have been able to do is create a meaningful oversight body by independent faculty. Their actions have actually been serving as somewhat of a model for faculty at other universities across the country.
Over the years, the foundation has given millions of dollars to conservative political groups, think tanks, and super PACs. However, over the last decade, approximately $70 million in Koch money has found its way onto roughly 300 college campuses around the United States, and it has become a growing point of contention. The foundation's detractors call foul play, claiming that its money buys their brand of libertarian political philosophy influence over higher education, and it ultimately benefits their brand of economic policy.
They use universities to create what they call intellectual raw materials that get fed to think tanks and then that get fed to AstroTurf groups. And these private donors, Koch's network of donors, fund it all three steps. And it's a process that they say the outcome of which is the implementation of policy change. It is political at its root.
In essence, critics maintain that the Kochs have the ability to hire and fire professors, show favor to certain curriculum, and establish educational centers which promote free market capitalism more favorably over other economic frameworks. Such centers are emerging at schools like Florida State and George Mason Universities, and most recently, Western Carolina University.
How would you describe this, political implementation? If you could just describe it. Is it insidious? Is it sinister?
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And I mean that genuinely as a scientist, you know, or as someone who's studying it as a phenomena. It's absolutely brilliant. As a person on the earth, I think it's I don't let myself respond off in this way. I think it's terrifying. At the same time that I see its brilliance, I kind of have to not pay attention to how terrifying it is in depth and in scale, because I got to get through the workday.
The Koch contribution was accepted at the end of last month, after nearly a year of controversy when it was first proposed last fall. Members of Western's Faculty Senate were the first to voice their opposition to the foundation's gift, and in their official position paper, they expressed their concern for the school's reputation. By December, Western's Board of Trustees approved the center despite the faculty's concerns. According to Daryl Parker, Dean of the College of Business, the school has been sensitive to the concerns of the faculty and is confident the center will provide the school with a greater scope of economic analysis.
In general, the Center for the Study of Free Enterprise will be active promoting the economic development of the region through the study of economics. The U.S. free enterprise system is essential to the work of a business school, and so this will be doing study on how that works. The center does have an interdisciplinary focus, so they have a specific charge to work with disciplines across campus and faculty across campus to study our economic system and the economics of the region and see how the research can assist us.
Dr. Parker cited Western's economic impact study of the region's leaf season in relation to the government shutdown of 2014 as an example of how the work of the center might shed light on the state's economy.
The government shutdown was a good example of how you don't know what the research is going to tell you. Someone who believes that the intent was specifically against government might presume that a study of the government shutdown would say, yay, the government shutdown. In fact, it was, here's the cost to our businesses of the government shutdown. The right level of government activity is something that we need research to understand the cost and benefits.
Nevertheless, Dr. Parker maintains that the foundation's relationship with the school won't be as contentious as it has been with other schools.
I think there's a fear that we've bought into the donor's mission rather than a recognition that the donor has bought into our mission. We're in the business of doing economic research that is of importance to the economy of Western North Carolina. That is the university mission, and that's what our economists will do.
Dr. Parker expects the center to be fully operational after it receives its funding in November. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.